This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service says those in the Northeast are going to see some heavy rain and high winds today, and that could mean flooding in some coastal areas. A powerful storm that swept through California set rainfall records earlier this week. Sacramento set a one-day record for rainfall with nearly 5.5 inches. About 75 miles southwest of Sacramento is Berkeley Hills, where homeowner Paul Henderson rode out the storm.
And all of a sudden, we felt it felt like an earthquake. The house just moved. There was a thud.
He talked to KGO-TV. Now to the shooting at the shopping mall in Boise, Idaho, that left 2 people dead and 4 injured. Police say they still don't know why a gunman opened fire at that shopping mall. Police say they shot it out with the gunman, who's been hospitalized and is in critical condition. There are new COVID rules for those traveling to the U.S. The AP's Julie Walker's got this.
Children under 18 and people from dozens of countries with a shortage of vaccines will be exempt from new rules requiring most travelers to the U.S. be vaccinated against COVID, but will be subject to other rules. Beginning November 8th, foreign non-immigrant adults traveling to the U.S. will need to be fully vaccinated with only limited exceptions. All travelers will need to be tested before boarding a plane to the U.S. There will be tightened restrictions for American and foreign citizens who are not fully vaccinated. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden's hoping to get agreement on his new social services and climate change plan within days now, but Democrats' idea for a new billionaires tax to help pay for it has kicked up some criticism from those who say it's just too cumbersome. Some lawmakers prefer the original plan of simply raising the top tax rates on corporations and the wealthy. This is AP News. Pro-democracy protesters are continuing their resistance to what's going on in Sudan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas on the activity in the capital of Khartoum.
Protesters have blocked some roads in the capital with makeshift barricades and burning tires a day after the military seized power in a swift coup widely denounced by the international community. The protesters are calling for a mass march on Saturday to press demands for a return to civilian rule. Meanwhile, Sudan's prime minister and other senior officials in the transitional government, who were arrested Monday by the military, continued to be held at a military camp outside the capital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It was a positive day on Wall Street. Stocks closed up yesterday. The Dow gained 64 points yesterday. The S&P up 21. The Nasdaq up 136 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.